The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The annual World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims is coming up on Sunday. And to tell us how the World Health Organization is trying to combat road deaths is transport commentator Conor Faulkner. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Hello.
Now, the news is good generally in Ireland, although the tragedies continue and we have hiccups, a little bit up, a little bit down. But the overall trend, if you were to look back over two decades, in Ireland is down.
Yeah, Ireland has performed very well over the last couple of decades. Globally, the story is interesting. What we used to call the first world, the OECD countries, right across Europe, Japan, Australia, all of those places, road deaths have improved hugely in the last 20 years. It's been a focus of strategy. Most countries have halved their road deaths. Certainly the countries that used to be bad at it, like Ireland or Portugal or Greece. And we've all sort of caught up with the Swedes and the Brits. And we all have pretty good standards. In what we used to call the developing world or the third world, it's an utterly different story. Road deaths there have shot up. So in places like sub-Saharan Africa, for example, you're 8, 9, 10 times more likely to be killed in a traffic incident than you are here in Ireland. And that's despite the fact that they still have relatively few vehicles.
Okay, lower numbers of vehicles than we have and much, much higher road deaths. Why?
Well, there's been an explosion of development. If you consider parts in Africa, say 20, 30 years ago, a local child mightn't have had a school to go to. An equivalent child now, there is a school there. There's also a very busy road that he has to walk across. African cities have mushroomed, have grown enormously in the last 20 years or so. And there's been a huge explosion of development. Now, a lot of that is good. You know, in many ways, things have improved. But with it come huge dangers. And you've got things like lack of basic street lighting, where, in fact, a good road surface has been installed. You'll have motorbikes and improvised vehicles and bicycles, all those sorts
tuk-tuks.
Of
tuk-tuks. Tuk-tuks. But also the law is non-existent in terms of road traffic discipline. You know, the people don't obey the rules, if there are rules at all. I've seen it in Sri Lanka where, you know, the rule is, if a fella's coming at you, you get out of the way. That's the only rule.
It's Darwinian, yeah. And if you try crossing the street in a place like Addis Ababa, for example, I've had that experience, or in places in West Africa, and it feels absolutely chaotic. Now, vibrant and exciting street and busy everywhere, traffic jams are a feature of daily life in Africa, but you can see also where the dangers come from. I mean, some of the road scenes you see are absolutely lethal. And yes, they're coming through in the stats in the third world. They're dying in droves.
And places like Manila, I mean, utter insanity trying to get across Manila.
Well, it's the number one cause of death for people between the ages of 5 and 29 globally, but in the developing world. And that has worsened.
Now, how do you improve that? I can think of Portugal, for example, where one of the most dangerous roads in Portugal was the N125 running along the Algarve.
Yeah.
And they put in a motorway to replace much of that activity. And then they started to introduce roundabouts to make the roads safe, the junctions safer, and it has improved things dramatically.
Yeah, and Portugal used to be dreadful. Portugal used to be worse than Ireland in Europe, and they've totally caught up. How do you do it in places like Africa? Well, you can't, you know, follow European recommendations and say, oh, we need airbags and seatbelts and this, that and the other. You've got to be practical. But I think you need to prioritise things like street lighting and street design. There are design things you can do. And also, there needs to be a huge general improvement in road safety culture. And that is happening. I mean, the World Health Organization has a 10-year program to improve road safety in areas where traffic is new and traffic congestion is new. So it's a learning curve.
When you see someone driving along on a Honda 50 with the wife on the back and a couple of kids in front, and then maybe, you know, two large cardboard boxes on top of their heads.
While you and I are having a European debate as to whether you need a helmet to use an e-bike. Yeah. So it's a very, very different landscape. Right across the developed world, road deaths have halved. In the developing world, they've worsened.
Except America.
Yeah, single exception in what we call the developed world, the United States of America. They have made virtually no progress in the last 20 years. The American rate of road death is as it was at the turn of the millennium. Now, why is that? Well, it seems across the piece, it's a huge country. It varies state by state. Some states have done well. But across the piece, it seems to be one of these libertarian arguments. Yeah. They just, you know, refuse to, for example, crack down on alcohol the way that Ireland decided to do only 20 years ago. The Americans made no such decision. It seems to play in a little bit even to the culture wars and personal freedoms. But for whatever reason, they haven't done it. And Americans are dying now at double the rate of Irish citizens on their roads.
Finally, we should look at some good news on the motoring front. Insurance premiums are falling, maybe not as dramatically as we'd like, but falling.
Yeah, falling. And this is information from the central bank, and they looked at 2017 to 1 year ago in 2021, down by 17% in that period of time. They've fallen again since. They're actually down about 25% in the last 5 years, Pat, which is great. Part of that is the new personal injury guidelines. Part of it is cyclical. And of course, people are arguing that it should come down more and we should see further improvements. I hope we do. I'd slightly warn that these things are cyclical. In a couple of years, it'll start ticking up again and we'll be having a different conversation. But good news for now.
Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.